four-decade Wisconsin has capped non-economic damages for medical malpractice. They now stand at $432,000. Republican Mark Green helped write the state law doing that before he went to Congress. Now he agrees with the president. It's time to make similar changes in other states.
We have so much consolidation in the healthcare field where we have hospital systems and managed care that go across state lines, that what happens in other states does affect potentially the cost of care in this state.
Green says malpractice reform has helped control rising health costs. A Milwaukee lawyer who used to practice medicine disagrees. Warner Rice represents patients in malpractice suits and says limits on pain and suffering are not keeping health care costs down.
Look in your own life experience at your own insurance bills, at your own doctor's bills and hospital bills, and you'll see exactly whether or not tort reform is a panacea and is any kind of an answer for rising health care costs. And I think the answer is a resounding no. It has nothing to do with controlling health care costs.
That view is shared by ABC for Health Director Bobby Peterson. He says streamlining health administration would bring down costs more than the president's push for malpractice reform.
I think it's a bit of a red herring. I think that the reality is that the Bush administration is pandering to big insurance companies. I think that that's what their number one issue is.
Supporters of malpractice reform, like Representative Green, say it's prevented doctors from fleeing to other states where malpractice insurance is lower. But caps on jury awards don't always correlate with low malpractice insurance. For instance, Michigan caps non-economic damages, but surgeons in that state still pay high insurance. One reason Wisconsin's rates are lower is the patient's compensation fund, which allows insurance carriers to charge less for liability coverage. Shamae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.